Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. This is the fifth Tuesday special event, and when I say special, I mean special. It's reunion day. We have in studio Leanne Hull and Craig Dean. Guys, I've missed you. You're back. It's incredible.
I love reunions. I've missed you too, Dave.
I know. It's been like, how long has it been?
Oh, it's way too long.
Like.
But as any good reunion is, you feel like it's just yesterday.
That's right. It's like homecoming.
And you don't look any different than high school.
Oh, that's right. See? Yeah, it's been since high school.
You know what's so funny was I can go back remembering the first time I drove up to the station because we were going to do the radio show.
We were nervous.
My palms were
really?
Sweaty. Yeah. My heart was beating. I was so
I'm glad
nervous.
Your heart was beating.
Yeah,
but it was
right.
beating really fast.
Okay.
Wow.
And I just drove up here and it was like.
Old hat.
Yeah.
See,
it's very
comfortable. Like riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. We had, of course, the entrepreneurial spirit for quite a while, actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you guys did so well. I would never tell you were nervous. But you were biting my fingernails.
We weren't nervous after the first time.
No,
really.
I think after about the first half an hour, we kind of settled into it.
Oh, okay.
But that first half an hour was very nerve-wracking.
Well, you both did great. Well, I remember.
I tell you, when I was really nervous, the time that you didn't show up.
I
you had a previous game engagement,
yeah.
And I hosted.
I remember.
Yes.
How was
but
that?
He loved it. You know, it's
you
like
did great.
When I was running for Congress and I was sick, and he had to sit in for me in a debate.
Oh, did
and
you?
And he
yes.
stood up. He got to be
I
me.
I grabbed that
and
microphone
he took
and
it
didn't
and
give it
with
back.
It, yeah.
Wait, the classic time was when he dressed up in a
oh
wig.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
that was all
that
time
was awesome.
Best. Remember that?
I did that a second time, too.
No way, but that was in Hollywood.
No.
Oh.
Eye Opener.
With our business at the Eye Opener with Infinite Green Solutions, we have this whole team that we are now putting together, which is really a bunch of brilliant people with great passion and enthusiasm. And as you know, Glenn Gormley has this very gray, wavy, curly hair.
He looks like Albert Einstein, kind of, but right. under control.
Yeah. So we went to Bert Easley's and got blonde, white hair, curly wigs, walked into the Eye Opener with their wigs on, and the place was packed. Everybody just turned around and started laughing.
I wish there was. I have a picture of it on my phone. I wish there was some way everybody could see it.
Oh, that would be good.
It's
well, we are
awesome,
on TV.
Awesome picture. Maybe I could hold it up to the camera.
We could. Do you think? Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'll find it throughout the show and see if we can hold it up.
So, what have you both been doing? This is a reunion. We want the audience to know what have you been doing that you can say on the radio.
You know, one of the. It was a really pivotal moment. For me to run for Congress and Craig to be my campaign manager, that really changed our life and our life directions. It changed our outlook on things and opened up a lot of new doors. We met some amazing people like you. We would never have met you had that not.
That's right. You remember the time we met?
I do.
It was at Austin.
It was at a bar.
No.
It was at Austin's Who's Who.
Who's Who?
I was
going to
say
right.
Austin Powers, but it wasn't him. Austin's
right.
Who's Who,
yeah.
right? And you were running,
uh-huh.
and it was a real pleasure to meet you because you just really, I thought, had what it takes.
It was very exciting. It was a great, great time in our lives. And so what we did is we took that message of what we really were running on through the campaign, which is about giving everyday citizens a voice and empowering ourselves and people, everyday citizens. And we took it to the streets. And so we're involved in Kiwanis. We're involved in Book Pals. We're commissioners now at the sister cities for the city of Phoenix. We've just done the things that we've said we believed in, which was instead of waiting for government, bigger government, to take over and take control of our lives and fix all of our problems, let's do it ourselves.
Because, you know, what I think what's happened to our nation is we've become very passive people. We've let politicians dictate our lives. We've let everything happen to us instead of us making it happen. And I think that's the reason for getting involved in all these community activities, because once you start taking control of your life, First of all, it makes you feel better as a person. It gives you a lot of energy, and it makes you see, you know, we're much more efficient than what the government is. Because if you're waiting for the government to do something, it's going to take months, if not years.
Or centuries.
Exactly, yeah.
And you know, it's been kind of a, even just lately, I've realized something, because there was a certain amount of irritation that I felt that we as citizens didn't stand up for ourselves better than we did. But what I realized is that we enjoy a quality of life. We love our lifestyle as Americans, as citizens. We go about in a carefree manner because, in theory, we elect officials to manage that area of our life, and they have not done a very good job. And so what do we do with that? It's really not that we haven't been diligent about our job as citizens. It's that we expected our elected officials to manage.
And what's amazing, a new poll came out just today. Congress has a 17% approval rating.
Oh.
Imagine that, 17%.
Oh.
Yeah.
And we always keep sending the same people back because, you know what we say as people, we want to throw out everybody except our person because our person is going to bring us stuff that we need for our city or state or our county, whatever, but 17%.
And who are the 17%?
Oh, my gosh.
That's the
really
weird.
Hard to
I
find
bet they're
out.
Loonies.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I told my son recently, who's 15, I told him that especially at that age, all they can think about is freedom, freedom, freedom. I want to get my license. I want to be on my own. I'm an adult. And I said, think about it this way, Andy. Every test that you take that you get a great grade on empowers you.
Yeah.
Because it's one step closer to your freedom. So that's what Craig and I are doing, is getting good grades on our tests. We're really empowering ourselves and anybody that we know in our communities to have a voice. In Kiwanis, working with the Sunny Slope High School, and it's amazing how many kids are really involved in that community. And what happens, gosh, Dave, what happens between that point where the kids are really interested in being involved and then suddenly we become adults and we become apathetic?
Yeah. It's amazing because the Sunny Slope Kiwanis that we're members of has a junior organization called the Key Club out of Sunny Slope High School. I went to their first meeting at 7:20 last Thursday morning in a classroom. 96 kids signed up for junior Kiwanis. 96.
That sounds good.
That's
awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah,
there were so many kids in the classroom. The teacher, whose name was Tom Burke, said, I can't believe this. We're going to have to move to a bigger facility for all these kids to get involved in. It was amazing.
The key is, no pun on words, is
yeah.
keeping them,
mm-hmm.
you know, plugged in so that they stay in that mindset.
And that's what we need to do as adults.
Mm-hmm.
We need to motivate those kids because I think that you don't learn to be a leader by watching. You learn to be a leader by doing. So, you know, we're having our annual steak fry, which is September 30th at Moon Valley Country Club from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
What day is that?
That's a Friday.
Friday.
And I'll give out my cell phone number if anybody's
yeah.
interested in coming to the steak fry. It's area code 602-312-8410. Last year we had over 400 people. Leanne and I are chairing the event this year.
Oh.
We're going to have great entertainment. In fact, the Phoenix Opera is going to entertain at the dinner.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yes.
And we, Craig and I, are, what is the definition of mass?
Mass, M-A-S-S?
Uh-huh. Not in the Catholic sense.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say pray.
No.
Okay.
On your knees?
What's the equation?
Mass 90 is an accounting program. That's not it.
No, what's the scientific mass equals?
The masses, consciousness, the collective consciousness.
No, scientific. Mass.
Oh,
like mass energy is energy.
Energy. How about energy?
Yes.
How am I doing?
MC squared.
Oh,
so
really?
We're
Einstein?
MCing it together.
Oh, that.
MC squared.
But who's the square is what I want to know.
I'm the square.
Oh, that is amazing. Now, you talked about apathy and a nice participation with the kids at Sunny Slope High
mm-hmm.
School, you said?
Mm-hmm.
What's up with the adults, though? Because I think they're expecting a low voter turnout for this election for mayor.
Well,
but
first
you
of
still
all,
vote till 7 p.m.
Well, first of all, there's really not an excuse because you could have voted absentee. You could have sent in your mail ballot. But to have an election on August 30th in Phoenix when it's 8,000 degrees.
I don't buy that excuse.
You don't buy that?
I don't.
People
I
just
think
this is point counterpoint. I love this. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out why would they have the election in August? You're trying to figure it out. Because generally these things are set up by either the Democrats or the Republicans. So my theory was Republicans have more money than Democrats. So the Democrats set it up for August 30th because all the Republicans are in San Diego.
Oh.
That would mean that there's some intelligence behind the setting up of our election system.
Yeah, that's
true. I don't believe that. So, therefore, I think I don't buy that it's just we haven't been taught. There is no training in our education system. There's no training in our households. There's no importance pressed upon that. And until we do, and it starts now, and it's going to take a while to build.
It's taking ownership.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
No question.
It's not about, I don't think there's any conspiracy theory behind that.
Well, it makes it fun.
Yeah, it could be the film. I could do the film rights on this one. I love it. But it is a shame. I mean, people have till 7 p.m.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's 26 places, I think, you can vote all
And they
over
were talking
the
120,000 people voting is all?
That's ridiculous.
It is. And then the rest of them are going to complain because they don't like who got elected.
Yeah. Why is that? Let's have a little philosophical discussion.
What we were talking about before, the apathy.
Yeah. But why apathy? I mean, do people think they just don't have the power? Or I hear people say, well, one vote doesn't make a difference. But it really does, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay, well, I'll tell you something that I think is disgusting.
Ooh, on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
Why not?
All right.
I have a mic in front of me.
All right, and you're not afraid to use it, too.
I'm not.
And you better check it. She may take it home.
You know, there were some recent debates that were scheduled, and some of the candidates were eliminated from that debate, were not allowed
I heard
to,
about that.
And it's because technically they hadn't raised what the group that was officiating the debate deemed as being viable. So they deemed to be a viable candidate that you had to raise $50,000. And what that means is they're saying, we're only going to deem you viable if you've got some large money PACs, unions, organizations behind you. It's not about the ordinary citizens.
And do you know
money.
What's sad about that?
And that means that we don't get the opportunity to hear them. And that creates apathy. I'm sorry, but that it begins with those kinds of activities that go on.
And look who sponsored that.
I know. I'm not sure we should say, I think that that's terrible because it's a pro-business group.
It's common knowledge. It was in the paper. It was the
Phoenix Chamber
of Commerce. And the Phoenix Chamber of Commerce should support entrepreneurism.
That's what they're about.
Yes.
And to not allow every candidate to have a voice because they've determined what's deemed as viable?
It would be like saying to you, Leanne Howe, you can't start a business in Phoenix because we don't think you have enough money to start a business.
It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Yes.
That's why.
But we had
two
a debate here.
Two of the candidates were not allowed.
I know, I heard. And because we had a debate and they brought that up, we had it live here on Breakthrough Thinking. And we had all the candidates but one, I won't mention, but for some reason they didn't show up or didn't even acknowledge it.
Well, and in the news, all you heard was that these two candidates weren't showing up. There was never listed any reason of why they weren't showing up.
Oh, there was a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason. It's not like they just decided to not show up.
Isn't that sad how they, you know, politics, money, it seems to go hand in hand now. Oh. That's bad.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting because when you look at our freshman representatives, there was an article on Ben Quayle in the paper a couple of weeks. He's already raised $250,000 since taking office in January for his reelection.
But I know, and you and I have talked about that. I will say that he is out there definitely fundraising, but he is also out there making himself readily available. He has a lot of town halls. He has, which do not cost any money. And I ran against him. So I think it's interesting that I can honestly say that I think he's probably one of the most available candidates that I've ever seen to the community.
Well, that's good
news. I think
you're
probably right
about
that. I haven't heard about any of the other representatives doing that other than him.
No. I'm very pleased with what he's done. I'm proud of him for doing that. And so far, so good. The one thing that I would have said that if I had been him that I would have done different is when Congress went on vacation, I would have said, as a new freshman congressman, you hired me. You elected me to do a job, and I rest assured there's not a business person out there that's on vacation because you're all strapped for cash.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm staying here in Washington to do the job that you elected me to do. If I'm the only one here, I will be here to represent you.
Well, the fact that they left, and they left all these people without their contracts and jobs for air traffic control.
I know.
All the construction on the airports, everything. All you had to do was stay an extra hour or two and resolve the whole issue, but they left.
That is
they
amazing.
They should have stayed, period.
Yeah. Absolutely. They
As
were
a representative
in crisis.
Of what our community is going through.
Yep.
And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion. This is our reunion, Leanne Hull and Craig Dean. We're talking politics. We're going to talk a bunch of stuff, and we'll be right back.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Fifth Tuesday special event, Reunion Day. Leanne Hull, Craig Dean, this is so much fun, guys.
I know, it's great.
Can you believe it?
It's great to be back.
Yes. All right, so you got an announcement.
Well, you know, part of our, once again, through the campaign, we met so many people. We met John and Gail from the Phoenix Opera, the founders of the Phoenix Opera. And I'm on the board now with the Phoenix Opera. And yesterday at the board, a major, major announcement was made. John and Gail have secured a fundraising event on January 10th where they're bringing the world's top baritone operatic singer to Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I'm going to butcher his name because he's Russian, but it's Dmitry Vorokosky.
Exactly.
Oh,
no, I was
nice.
Going to correct you. You said it right. It was beautiful.
If you Google him, his last name is spelled H-V-O-R-O-S-T-O-V-S-K-Y. This man has performed everywhere in the world and is just now coming to America. He's receiving an award, I believe it's in New York, and then he's flying to Chicago and will be coming to Phoenix. There will literally be people coming from L.A., San Francisco, Chicago, New York to see this man perform.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be without doubt a sellout performance at the Orpheum Theater on January 10th.
January 10th. What day is that? A Saturday?
It's a Tuesday, I believe.
A Tuesday.
Yeah.
Nice. So they need to get, tickets very early?
Yeah. There will be an official press release probably coming out within the next couple of weeks. It'll be in the newspapers and stuff. I mean, this is if you were a baseball fan, it would be like Babe Ruth coming to town.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, he is the Babe Ruth of opera.
The Babe Ruth.
I listened to him yesterday on my internet. With the recording he did, I had chills. The guy is amazing.
Then we got to get John and Gail and maybe...
on the show.
And what's his name, Victor? Victor someone.
Dimitri.
Oh, Dimitri.
Yeah.
Okay, where did I get Victor?
Same country.
Okay.
Victor Hugo, Dimitri Bordakovsky.
So let's get Dimitri and everyone, and just before, you know, a little promotion.
This is such awesome. Major news, and the unfortunate thing is, the Phoenix Opera really doesn't get nearly the attention that the Arizona Opera does.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Even if you look in this last Sunday's paper, there was tremendous amounts about Arizona Opera, nothing
really
about Phoenix Opera. And Phoenix Opera is our own native. This is a Phoenix born and bred opera house.
So. With native Arizonans. I mean, Gail and John
Using
went to
local
ASU.
Local talent,
yes.
So what is with that? Why
they're relatively
the
new. They've only been around for 5 years. Mm. And, you know, when you're in the arts, you know, longevity counts a whole lot.
Well, and they came in really at a very, very bad time
in
the market.
Yeah.
So you couldn't have picked a more difficult time to come into something where people are looking at their disposable income, and this is not this is an option.
Well, an amazing thing is the arts are in terrible financial trouble now because everything is being cut back, and we'll actually talk about that with Sister Cities. You know, people say, well, why aren't they cutting budgets? Well, the Sister Cities budget has been cut tremendously, but the Phoenix Opera does not have one penny of debt.
Well, you look at us. We're commissioners with a sister city, and we had to pay. It's not like they're paying us. We pay to be on that board.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Oh, yeah.
How does that work? I want to know how this works.
Isn't that interesting? So people don't know that. They think, well, gosh, board members, and where's that
money
going
to? What are your
perks? We pay to volunteer to and better, you know.
And then if you want to travel to one of the sister cities.
We pay for it.
You pay for the trip.
It's not like they pay for it.
So how is that? So you have to pay to be on the board?
We did.
Yeah. Why is that? Is it like a club or initiation fee?
You have to be appointed.
You get appointed. It's like a donation.
Oh, a donation.
Yeah. It's not.
It's not a donation.
So it's not tax deductible.
I don't know. I'll have to ask my accountant on that one.
It came as pay this. We got an invoice in the mail. Here's your bill.
Really? And what is
for servicing.
For services not rendered. But,
well,
you know, I went to a board meeting yesterday. The budget has been cut back so tremendously that Ireland wants 3 kids sent over there. We only can budget 2.
No way.
2.5. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
And I'm trying to remember what the other city wanted. 4 kids sent over. We can only send 2, and they're kind of playing hardball. They say, well, if you can't send 4 kids, then we won't be part of the sister cities.
Who said that?
The other cities.
The other countries.
The other 2 countries.
Oh, so explain what sister cities are. How does that work?
Actually, my daughter was involved in sister cities. My daughter was it's like an exchange program between Phoenix. And I can't list all the cities, but there's Ennis, Ireland. There's a city in Japan. There's a city in China. There's Taiwan. My daughter went to Taipei, Taiwan. There's Calgary. I don't know all the names of the cities right off the top of my head, but we'll send students who go through this process of being interviewed to that city for 4 to 6 weeks. Then they come back, and the student that they stayed with comes back and stays with the family of the student who went over to them. And what it does is it opens up the cultures.
Familiarizes
the countries with each other. And then we can do some trade exchanges and we start doing business together. It's really a way to do business with each other. You know, the world is so much smaller. Let's get to know our neighbors.
Wow. So that's the purpose, is to get exposure for the kids? What ages?
High school.
Yeah, high school kids. I think Molly was 16 years old when she went to Taipei, Taiwan.
Wow. Now, is there a provision where you can actually trade your kids? Where, you know, some parents might.
I think there'd be a lot of parents ready to trade their kids.
Because speaking,
I wouldn't trade my daughter.
No?
No. Well, let me think about that.
I think there are days we would all trade our kids.
Well, yeah. Being a parent can be very difficult, but being a child can be very difficult, too. So,
how about being an adult?
That's loads of fun.
Oh, yes. Apathy. Remember, we talked about apathy with the adults.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the Coyotes did. They made a trade with Sister City.
Yeah.
Calgary,
yes.
Damon Lanko back on the Coyotes, and out goes Lee Stempniak. What can you say about that? What's your opinion?
Well, if you can pronounce Lee Stempniak, you can pronounce Dmitry Vorokovsky.
I can't even say Victor. I think I said Victor.
You're getting pretty good at his name.
Say that again.
Dmitry Vorokovsky.
Sing it now.
Wait.
What?
No.
Oh, you can. Yeah,
she never sang her song.
That's right. What happened?
Maybe after break.
One, two. Oh, yeah, we'll come in with
after
the song.
Break, yeah.
We've got about 5 minutes to go. So, so that's the Sister Cities.
Yeah.
And I still don't get why you have to pay to be on the board.
Well, that happens with a lot of boards.
When
you become a board member, you make a donation towards.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a fee.
It's a fee? What is it?
It's not a donation.
It's a fee? Let's hear this.
Sounds like we're in church. Or Wait,
this is
like
he
donation.
Said, she said.
He's a master of linguistics.
Yeah.
What is
That's
it?
Why it's so important that it's not a donation. It's a fee.
Any money that comes out of my pocket is a donation.
So a fee for what? Like a year?
Yeah. It's your annual membership.
Oh, it's like going to a health spa.
Yeah, it's like
a
health
getting
spa.
A massage.
Right.
Yes.
It's like going to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Universal City.
Yeah.
Disneyland.
Without all the glorification.
Yeah. Oh, wow. But you enjoy it, though.
Yes. It's a great organization. Yeah.
And what do you guys usually do? Is it once a month?
There are going to be numerous opportunities. So there's all kinds. You can get really involved with it, or you can get minimally involved with it.
And there's premium fees. You got the diamond, the gold.
No, that's the one. That's the good news. One fee, you get choices.
You get the whole thing.
And
it's like an e-ticket in
Disneyland.
We're
brand new to it. Actually, our first board meeting and training is September 9th.
You have to have training?
Yes.
What do you
And we have to pay for that.
I don't get it.
I'll tell you about training. I went to, and this is about a month and a half ago, I went to a three-hour seminar on the rules, the rules of Roberts or the Robert rules? Robert's rules of order. How you conduct?
Which was very difficult
meeting.
For Craig.
How do you conduct a board meeting?
Yeah, you know how.
Raise your hand before you speak.
Oh my God!
Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah.
Really?
My hand
madam,
is up.
Madam.
Right, Madam you Chair.
To say, you have to say that.
Oh
yes.
There are rules. It's a board.
It's a board.
It's a city
you
of
have
Phoenix
to wear wigs
board.
Like in the olden days.
Yeah, we do.
Craig did.
You did?
We have two blonde wigs.
You know, we're really leading up to the World Fest, which is what we're really preparing for.
What's
which
a World
is in
Fest?
March, and it's our biggest event for Sister Cities. So there'll be a lot of information coming up on it, and so hopefully you'll give us the opportunity to be back and
Absolutely.
Talk about it.
Wow. World Fest. What is the World Fest? What's a sneak preview of the World Fest?
Well, the World Fest is a fundraiser for Sister Cities, which is a way to, and more so than ever because the budgets have been cut so much, which is a way to help fund sending the students abroad and to disseminate the information to educate people.
Do they ever send like spouses or adults or people in the exchange?
No, this is just high school students.
Can't we invent one that would send spouses?
Mm, wouldn't that be nice?
Or something,
Actually, I have that.
You have that?
Yeah, my husband's in Alabama.
Yeah.
It's called Hurricane Katrina. No, it's called the BP oil spill.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that still... They're still working away at that.
Yep.
How about Hurricane Irene? Leave it to a woman to knock out all the East Coast cities.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It got worse as it went north.
How come?
All the rain.
Because of the flooding.
All the flooding.
Really became the issue rather than
the wind.
Than the wind.
And why'd they name it Irene?
Well, that's the tech... Because they name them all.
But they do have men names.
Yeah, there was Hurricane Bob.
There's, I forget
well,
the
but
name.
What about
the next
Bob?
One is
what about Bob? What's the next one?
I heard the name of it, and I can't. It was kind of
would
kooky.
It be a J?
Andrew?
No,
it goes alphabetical order.
It was kind of kooky.
Jacqueline
kooky?
Or something like that.
Who?
I don't remember. You have to look. There's already one brewing.
Is there?
Yeah.
Another one?
Yep.
Yeah. They said this is going to be an East Coast year for hurricanes.
Because of the
weather patterns.
So it'll do a similar thing. It'll go right up the coast.
That's what it
possible.
Says.
Yeah.
Wow, and so what's this one brewing? Is it going to be a category more than a one?
I said within 10 days.
And then they'll know.
Well, it's moving, so it could be within 10 days, another hurricane on the East Coast.
It's been a
man.
Phenomenal year of weather storms and you know, super, not super, but natural, you know, disasters, earthquakes, all the tornadoes. You know, and what's really...
Maybe it's the rapture.
It may be.
Ooh.
But do you know what's really sad about this whole thing? What have you heard about Joplin?
Who?
I heard this morning that
they're
taking money away.
Yes.
FEMA is to divert it to.
Has there been one reporter that's gone to Joplin to show the rebuilding?
It's old news.
But
which
this
is really sad.
But this is America.
But this is where private citizens and organizations and volunteer groups come into play rather than looking for
the government
to do every stinking thing for us.
There's no such thing as volunteer groups. You got to pay a fee to be on it. Right?
It's true.
It gets new meaning.
This is where our churches, our synagogues, our volunteer groups, this is where they come into play. And they take care of people. This is what we should be doing rather than...
I totally agree.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense.
Look at ourselves before we look to Washington.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we got to do something about that.
And you know, Dave, in fact, Leanne and I were talking about this. You know, when you give of yourself to your community, you feel so much better as a person.
Yeah.
You really do. You know, when you sit and listen to talk radio, you get really, really angry.
But we want you to listen.
Yes. Yeah. No, listen to good talk radio.
What is someone angry at us right now? Oh, yeah, the boards are lit up. Okay.
That's, good one, Craig.
Yeah. I forgot where I was.
Yeah. Thanks for getting my show canceled. So, and when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Reunion Day, Leanne Hull and Craig Thiem. And no, my audience is not angry.
Formerly the Dave Isaac Show.
Exactly. And we'll be right back.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Reunion Day, starring Leanne Hull and Craig Thiem. Craig, you got a phone call during the
yes,
break.
Right.
What were you thinking?
They upped his fee. The board called. The sister cities called and said, well, if you're going to do this, we're going to double your fee.
The sister city said, no brothers allowed.
I don't get it.
I was just
calling
it's
someone.
It's sisters.
Oh, wow, shoot.
Oh, I didn't even get it. That was a good one.
And she wow. is. She's not even a natural blonde.
Oh, I won't ask that question.
Thank you, Craig.
Yes.
You know what? I just realized how much I love talk radio.
Do you really? You didn't really realize.
It's I think everybody should stay home and listen to talk
so
radio.
So does that manager of the station as he edits. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Now, we want to talk a little, what, D-backs?
Yes, they
we
are
have
on
a team.
Fire.
Who would have thought this late in August they would be, what are they, five games up?
Five games up than Giants.
Can
and
you
just
believe
after
it?
They lost, what,
six
in
a
row
against,
on the road trip against really great teams.
Very good teams, yes.
But to come back and now, what is it, seven in a row?
I think they've won six in a row. I think it's a six.
Maybe it's six.
We'll
it's
have
between
Tom
one
look
and ten.
No?
It's five or six.
Yeah.
Six or five.
I think it's six.
Six or five.
I think it's six. I'm going to look it up. 24,
6, or 4? Or
but
two?
Is that amazing? Look at Ian Kennedy. I mean, phenomenal. Hudson last night was incredible.
Oh, even though he got thrown out at home. You know, at least he ran.
Well, that was Para.
Wow, they are hustling.
I thought it was Hudson at home.
No, Hudson had the hit, and then it was Para. I said it. I said Para. But
you said Para, yeah. That's a
but,
shoot.
Yeah, but it's Para. But it was a great, he's knocked the catcher down.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
But, you know, this team epitomizes Kirk Gibson.
Oh, my gosh.
Who will ever forget?
Coach of the year.
Who will ever forget?
The World Series
The World
one
Series
leg.
On one leg. When he couldn't even walk because he had a hamstring.
Unbelievable.
Pulled so bad. He hit that home run and literally almost crawled around the bases.
It's about heart.
It is about hearts. It is. You're absolutely right.
And that's what you see in this team right now.
And that's what you see in your son, Andy.
Yes.
Yes, Andy's a great kid.
He is.
You know, I go to a lot of the games, part of the media, and I really enjoy the press conferences with Kirk Gibson because, mm-hmm. you know, people ask, like, oh, what about that base error, you know, running play by, you know, Roberts or whatever. And he goes, that's not an error. He goes, I like aggressiveness on my team.
Absolutely.
And he always says that. That is what makes him amazing. And the players, I think, really love him. And they how about Paul Goldschmidt, the new rookie guy? 5 home runs already in what? He's on pace for at least, if he had the whole season, uh-huh. probably in the high 20s. And this guy, I mean, there's a lot of excitement on
this. I love to see the new young pitchers coming up, too.
They get caught.
And who was the pitcher that came up and he didn't throw well the first time? He's a lefty. Meal. What was his name?
And Mindy.
Dmitry Vortikoski.
No. And he just threw, but he did a shutout after he allowed
Miley. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Miley.
Yeah, the young rookie.
That was so awesome because he didn't throw well the first time.
And that's the beauty of Kirk Gibson.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
And then to come back and throw a shutout.
Right.
Incredible. And everybody's rooting for him. They're like, yes.
But see, that's what's great about it. When you have a team that plays with passion and excitement, it's contagious.
So
you have a rookie that comes up and goes, wow.
For the audience, too, for all of us, the fans.
Yeah.
Kirk Gibson the other day, I think it was Sunday's game, he said, we expect to win every game.
Mm-hmm.
Do we believe we will? No, but he says we expect to. That's a powerful statement.
Absolutely is.
You know, we've been really blessed with great leaders here in sports. You got Kirk Gibson, who will win Manager of the Year, hands down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Dave Tippett from the Phoenix Coyotes, 2 years ago.
Right.
Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
Kevin Guy, Arena Football, Coach of the Year this year. I mean, I think Wisenhunt's done well,
How great was it to see Fitzgerald catch that pass? Did you see the excitement?
That was good.
Finally,
Fitzgerald's all about heart, too.
Oh,
I love the commitment
absolutely.
He's made
absolutely.
To this city, this team. Uh-huh. I mean, that's incredible.
How about Alvin Gentry? I mean, we got some really great coaches, great managers here. So it's really, you know, and maybe some of the politicians should take a page out of the leaders.
It's so funny you said it because I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if we had a politician that said, you know what, we do have problems in this country, but damn it, we're going to solve them.
You can't
it's
say
all
solve
about
on
being
the radio.
A leader. It's all about being a leader.
Absolutely.
And all
yes.
these great coaches are leaders. These players want to follow them. We
absolutely
don't have
do.
That's our politicians aren't leaders.
Let's go around the panel right now.
Okay.
Here's what I say is the most important ingredient, and then we'll go to Leanne and then Craig. I think all the thing in common with these great sports leaders, Gibson, Tippett, Kevin Guy, you know, all these, is that they raise the bar and expect them mm-hmm. to come up to the bar rather than lowering to the players' expectations.
Bingo. They bring the players up to
good?
Them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that. Leanne, what do you say?
I think it's a fearlessness.
Yeah.
That's what I think is so key to all this is that they're not looking, they're not afraid. They're thinking about their future. They're planning for it. They're preparing to win. They're not afraid. There's no fear.
I'll tell you a little story from my experience. When I was a senior in high school playing baseball, we had a baseball coach that we would have died for. We loved this man. So we got to the district tournament, and we were playing against this little town called Rotse, Minnesota. Their star pitcher was a guy named Dave Goltz. Do you remember Dave Goltz?
I do.
Dave Goltz was a 20-game winner for several seasons for the Minnesota Twins.
Oh.
When this kid was in high school, he was throwing at 95 miles an hour.
Whoa.
I mean, we played 7-inning games. He averaged 19 strikeouts a game. 19!
That is that's Randy Johnson type.
Numbers. Yeah, I mean, he was so fast. Guys would go up there, and they would swing just as the catcher was throwing the ball back to the pitcher. He was so incredible. And we beat him in the district final.
Really?
We beat his team.
Because you believed you
How'd
could.
How'd you do that?
Because we believed in our coach. We wanted to do anything we could for our coach. He elevated us.
You got past yourselves. You thought beyond yourself.
We thought of him.
Nicely said.
Yeah. We thought about his picture, not our picture.
That is phenomenal.
And Rudy, name two politicians that you can think of right now that have that ability in our country that you would just follow them.
Wow. I'm having trouble here. Let's see. Two politicians. Past or present?
Mm.
Present.
Present. How about past?
Well, you can go, I mean, a lot of people maybe say JFK.
No.
Abraham Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln. Maybe?
That's pretty
yeah, see, look
back.
How far back we have to go.
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it?
Name someone right now when you're watching our politicians.
George
and,
Washington.
Yeah.
He was a leader of men.
Yeah, that's true.
Name one politician during this whole crisis that they created and so gallantly stood on their pedestal and say that they solved the budget crisis.
I got one.
Who?
Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's not one. What am I thinking?
I think this is a Christian radio station.
Yeah, you can't say cigar. Well, you can.
Oh. I want to tell you about fearlessness and how important that is. You know, it became real evident to me when Andrew, we went to Slide Rock, my 15-year-old son, and we went up there to Slide Rock. And
in Sedona, right?
Yes.
You like that?
Yeah, I love Slide Rock. So what does a 15-year-old boy look for? Is he going to go down the slide?
He's going to look for girls.
He brought his girlfriend with him.
Oh, you're not going to look for girls.
Okay, so what's next?
Jumping in the water.
Cliffs. What cliff can you jump off of?
That's from there?
Yeah.
Oh,
so there.
Can?
Oh my gosh! Yes. Grasshopper Point. There's tons of cliffs.
I didn't know that. Where have I been?
So we found, of
in
course, the 30-foot cliffs, and that's the first place that he wanted to go. And of course, he wants to do it not only for himself, but he wants to show off for his girl and stuff like that. But he just does it because it's natural to him. So he walks up there, and we're watching all these grown men and boys up there standing at the top of the cliffs, and they're all kind of looking over the edge, and some of them are debating, and most of them walk away from the edge. The ones that do jump, they just sort of jump over the edge. Seriously, Andrew walks up there to the edge of this 30-foot cliff and does a gainer.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
How does he know how to do that?
Because he has no fear.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he's sure that he's going to win.
What did the judges rate at that? No, 9.0, 9.0.
That's what I did. I screamed.
Wow, isn't that a gun? That was good.
He said, I could hear you screaming, Mom, as I'm flipping down the cliff.
Well, you know, I did that once, but it wasn't a cliff. What it was is, and I did it for
you. You were standing on the edge of the pool?
No, it was in Las Vegas. Las Vegas. You know those big 50-foot slides?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, look at all those little kids doing it. And so I said, well, I'm going to go up there. Because I had my two young, let's say I have four kids, but I think at the time I only had two. The two daughters. And they go, Daddy, go ahead and do it. So I go, I'll be brave. I'm climbing up the ladder. And I'm looking down, and I go, oh, my gosh, this is high. And I couldn't get down because the kid said, come on, move it. You know, these little five-year-olds or whatever. So I get up there, and I go, well, this looks bad. But it's encased in this blue transparent tube. And I said, well, I'll just hold my hands against the tube, and I'll go down slowly. But the last thing I know is my kid said, well, Dad, you were just, I saw some guy flinging their arms, screaming all the way down into this pool.
Like
because
a little girl.
Yeah, because the water wouldn't, it was too slippery. That was a scary experience. I'm not doing it again. Yeah. And the 30-foot is out of the question.
Well, I think that's
my
why
story
he's going to be a great baseball player.
Oh,
he's
no
fearless.
Doubt. And he's a great young man with great character.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's important. That's
I told him, don't ever do that again, I said.
That's scary.
Could that got, scared me
But
really
it was
bad.
Deep enough and all that, right?
Yeah, it was plenty deep enough. It was just, that's still scary to watch your kid
that
do that.
That is very scary. How long did it, was it like life was in slow motion at that point?
Yeah, and he went and did it some more.
He did?
Yeah.
So much for a bang.
And would you do the second time? Would you do the second
time? Uh-oh. Get ready for your...
I didn't watch.
Oh, you didn't scream.
No. I'm sorry for those listeners that heard to hear me scream.
No, it was good. That was like perfect pitch. What do you think, Craig? We want
that was
Leanne
her opening up her bill for her second board that she's on.
Yeah. You're on a second board?
No. He's kidding.
Oh, you're just kidding. But if it was, it would be double the fee.
Yes.
Remember Fiona from Shrek?
Oh, Fiona, of course.
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz.
I love Shrek.
Yeah, that was a great picture.
Yeah.
Do you like Twilight?
Yes, I like Twilight.
I love Twilight. Do you
and
like
I
it?
Just went and got the
I
movie.
I love vampire movies.
Harry and the Hendersons. Do you remember Harry?
I do.
I
the
wanted
big
my grandkids to see Harry and the Hendersons. I love that movie.
That was a cool movie, too. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Reunion Day starring
and no more screaming.
No more screaming. Leanne Hall, Craig Dean, and we'll have some more fun. One more segment to go. Boy, time flies, and we'll be right back.
Oh, my darling. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hi there, this is Dave Isaac.
And welcome back. We were having so much fun at the break. I guess we were on, and wow, what did we say? Did we say anything that we shouldn't have said?
This nice lady to the right of me.
Yeah. Let's hear you, your traditional singing with the empowerment of women. We love that. Ready? Let's go.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. That's all you get today.
We have a special announcement.
Yeah?
Dmitry Borokovsky has just canceled his appearance on January 10th, and will be headlined by Ms. Leanne Hull.
Now, do you want to talk about the big surf story?
Oh.
No. Okay. That was a great story off the air. I have an experience with Big Surf. Here we go. I was there when I lived in California. I visited here. And my younger brother, who was maybe like 12 or younger at the time, I don't know if they still do it, but you can walk on the sides when the waves aren't going. And the waves started going, and it just wiped them out. It was horrible.
Wow.
Yeah, I took video. But anyway, I'm kidding.
Big Surf
is a
great place to go.
I'm going to go there sometime.
They did a special on the guy who originally started it. It was the first water park in the United States. Because he loved the waves, he loved the beach so much that we were the first place to have a water park like
and
that.
And I want to interview the guy. I don't know who it is that he's can't catch a wave after 60 attempts.
Wow.
Do you know who that is? It's in the Guinness Book of Records.
How's your construction business doing?
Actually, it's picked up a little bit.
Yeah, so you're doing the construction's kicking up.
Yeah.
That's good, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yep. It's interesting that a lot of my business is Canadian investors.
Oh.
So we're thankful for the Canadian money here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow. That is good. So let's see. So any other special announcements from Victor, from Dimitri, from Kiwana?
Well,
we're doing Book Pals, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about... Oh, yeah. You have Ellen on once?
Yeah, Ellen was on the show.
That was very cool.
Ellen is my wife is the state coordinator for Book Pals. She's unbelievable.
She is awesome. She's very passionate about
this. Yeah, her face lights up when she gets in front of a group of people to train them and to, you know, recruit them to read to the kids. And she's been doing it for 13 or 14 years and had been after me for 13 or 14 years to read to the kids. I have a shyness about reading out loud. I was never read to.
Can you imagine Craig shy?
I can't imagine you shy.
So Leanne and I went to read to the class. I was so nervous.
He had sweaty palms.
I had heart palpitations.
Mm-hmm. He was very scared.
I was very scared about reading to those kids. And once I started, I never realized how much fun it was and how much the kids loved it.
And what did you read? Do you remember?
Well,
we read some great monster books.
Oh, God, they love to be scared.
Yeah. They do? Twilight and stuff?
Well, not that, but, you know, What was the one? The one monster? There's a monster underneath my bed.
We read them. My favorite book, which is I Love You Forever, I'll Like You For Always, As Long As You're Living, My Baby You'll Be. It's really a wonderful book.
Mm-hmm.
But they're probably still too young to really get the significance of that book, how important that book is.
It was fourth graders. And,
still.
And they were probably, what, 30 kids?
They didn't like it as much. They loved
the monster books. No, they loved
the
monster books. And the more animated you get with them, the more they love it. And I couldn't believe how well behaved they were. They have a great teacher.
They wanted
Miss Brecker.
We had to feel it probably felt in our little small resemblance of like what a star might feel when they're being surrounded by all their fans. Because when we'd walk in, these kids would just glom upon us, and it was like we had to push them back because they were so anxious to hear us read.
And Ellen has over 200 people that read to schools in Arizona.
There's so much for people to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's what this, our eyes have just been opened. The Sunny Slope Community Center, there are 60 classes there that you can go and attend. We walked in one day to a Kiwanis meeting, and they were playing some great music to the seniors. We're sitting in there having lunch, and they want to be entertained
and
loved. And you can walk in and talk and hold their hands, just share with them.
And they have a wonderful director there. His name is Jeff Katzman. He's an employee of the city. And I hope someone in the city is listening.
We should get Jeff to come on here and talk.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that'd be good.
When he took over the Sunny Slope Community Center, they had barely 20 programs. They have well over 60 now.
That is incredible.
They have yoga classes. They have dancing classes. They have classes to play bridge. They have all kinds of. Anybody can get involved in that center and do anything they want to.
See, that is so important to have community centers because if you don't have that, then the kids sort of go out and use their own imagination.
They talk about what programs are being cut by the city. Who cares?
Exactly.
Let's fund it ourselves. Center.
Fund it. Forget about funding it because you can volunteer. You could be someone who is retired, and maybe you are a history teacher. You could go to the Sunny Slope Community Center and teach people about history. You know, and people love to be told about history from a person
personal
stories. Yeah,
I was at the. My mom lives at a place right now. It's a manufactured home community, and they have a community center. And in there, he's on the board of directors, and he's a former Navy. And he was telling me that one of the residents there has been in every war, dated back like 80 years, and the stories that he can tell are just amazing. And we want, you know, if we can find a place, a venue to share our stories, that's how our community and our lives will be enriched.
Yeah, and it doesn't take money to do that.
No.
Who cares if the budget was slashed at the community center? You know, maybe they did lose some staff, but if people come in and volunteer and get reinvolved in their community, I mean, Kiwanis is in 88 countries worldwide. There's over 1.5 million members of Kiwanis.
And it doesn't take a lot of time. You can pick and choose. You can be really involved or you can be minimally involved.
Yeah.
And that can vary. I mean,
it could be
my
as simple
time
as,
varies every month.
It could be as simple as handing out dictionaries to fourth graders. That's one thing Kiwanis does. The money we raise, we give every fourth grader in the Washington School District a dictionary every year.
Wow. Well, tell us more about Kiwanis. What a little bit more information, and then you're going to have an event coming up.
It's a community service and community-involved service organization. Anybody can be a member of Kiwanis. Once again, you pay to be a member. I think it's around $290 a year.
Yeah, we have to pay again.
Oh, not it's like a sister thing.
I have to get we have to start a new company to pay for joining all these organizations. But Kiwanis, in Sunny Slope, all we do is give back to the kids in the schools, all the way from
100% of the money goes 100%. Back to the kids. There's
100%.
No administrative costs.
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. Yeah.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Now, so there's chapters throughout Phoenix? Is
that
how it works?
There's a North Phoenix.
North Central.
Yeah.
We are on Facebook.
No way.
Yes.
So we just have a brand new Facebook account. It's really exciting, and it is the Sunny Slope Kiwanis.
Uh-huh.
You can join it, you know, like us, come and be a member, see our activities.
We have a new administrator who has done a tremendous job.
And guess who it is?
You.
No.
Oh, Craig.
No.
Carolyn Leff.
No way.
Yeah.
I know her.
Yes, we hired her because she has her own media. She has her own social media company, which is Love Your Social Media, and she's done a tremendous job for us.
Wow, Carolyn.
Yeah.
And her mom, Barbara, remember?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing. The Facebook hadn't had an entry since November of 2010. We had seven friends on Facebook. Carolyn took it over maybe 10 days ago.
Yeah.
We have 114 friends.
Oh, you're kidding.
We have our own URL listing. I mean, there's getting all kinds of excitement going because of what she's done.
Wow,
yeah.
That is
that
is phenomenal.
About that.
Yeah, that is.
And then we're going to present it at the next Key Club meeting. The Key Club meeting is the high school group's Kiwanis group. And there's, like Craig said, there's 90-some kids there. We're going to ask them to become members of the Facebook and like us and get their parents involved. And we can really create a buzz that way.
You know, the last Key Club meeting I went to was sponsored by Hugh Hefner. Okay. But anyway, no, really, it was very good. Craig, you should go. There is one in Las Vegas. Okay. Anyway.
Just keep your germs away from me.
Yeah,
bleep,
exactly.
Bleep, bleep.
Anyway, let's announce your event.
September 30th, which is a Friday at Moon Valley Country Club, $30 a person for a steak fry. There will be great MCs.
And Klein's Pickles.
Yeah, Byron Ooh. Arnold
Byron,
from Klein's Pickles, who I bought.
He's going to be a part sponsor.
Right. He's a part sponsor. We have MidFirst Bank.
Really?
Which is a privately owned bank out of Oklahoma. In Phoenix now, they're a sponsor.
Not supported by the government, thank goodness.
Yeah.
So what's a steak fry?
We have a chef who was the chef of the year in 2009-2010 named Chef Stan Reinhold, who works out at Williams Air Force Base. He does all the cooking for Lufthansa Airlines. They bring all their pilots here for training.
We have a comedian. Keith is going to
Keith
be there.
Keith Ellis is a comedian.
Oh, I know Keith.
Yeah,
he's
a great guy. And then John from the Phoenix Opera is bringing two singers, a soprano and a tenor, and they're going to perform.
And of course, we have the best MCs in town.
It's you two.
Yes.
MC squared. I
MC
still don't know
squared.
What the square. Who's the secret square here? That's what I want to know. Remember that TV show?
Square? With Lynn. Paul Lynn.
Yeah,
he was a center square.
Let me hear you imitate Paul Lynn. He had a very distinct voice. Remember?
Yeah, I can't.
I put him on the spot.
I can do Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, do that one. You really did that, didn't you?
Oh, that was pretty good. Never heard you do that before.
Can you? Really? That was amazing how you did that.
Shazam!
Wow. Really? How long did you study that?
I just started this.
Speaking of Shazam, I actually ran into Al McCoy at...
You know Al McCoy?
Well, I don't know him personally, but I said hi to him and shook his hand. And
He's a legend.
He is. I run into him quite frequently at different restaurants. He goes to... What's the deli there at Metro Center and at Arrowheads? It's a...
Oh, not Stan's. Jason's.
Jason's. Jason's Deli.
Oh, you don't want to say Jason in front of Miracle Mile here.
That's
yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
That's Jason's okay. good, though?
Yeah.
Is
Jason's
it?
Is okay. good.
Nothing like Miracle Mile.
Do you like Chompies?
Yeah, I like Chompies. I like Scott's Generations, which is on 7th Street in Missouri. I like Miracle Mile, which is at the Colonnade.
Still go to the Miracle Mile?
No.
Oh.
He's not.
I don't eat deli anymore.
I thought you loved brisket.
He eats pizza.
You eat pizza? Where? Where's your favorite? Streets of New York?
I only eat three times a day.
What is your favorite pizza?
What is my favorite pizza? Well, I went to Sauce last night. Sauce is
pretty good.
I like that. I like Oregano's. I like thin crust pizza.
He really loves Peter Piper pizza.
You do? You like the games? What's your favorite game? Come on.
Ski ball.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I never knew that. Do Gomer Pyle again. Okay.
Shazam! Yeah.
So September 30th, what do they have to do to buy tickets?
Well, they can call me. My cell phone number is 602-312-8410.
602 is mine, 550-8570.
And
we're Craig and...
MC squared.
No,
Leanne.
Craig and Leanne. Yeah. So you're really going to be the MCs?
Yes.
Are you going to do the wig thing again?
Oh, that would be kind of funny, wouldn't it?
That would be hysterical.
We'll have to get Glenn to come up
and then you got to film it, though.
No, he meant the one where I dressed
that one,
up
the
as...
Blonde
no,
wig. No.
Remember at break, at the... Where were
we? We were at the...
Rock Bottom.
Rock Bottom, yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
That was hysterical. You're not going to do that. Come on, please. I think it'll be phenomenal. Then we could tape it because we never taped it.
I think you got excited by that, Dave.
No. Did you hear that, Leanne?
I heard that. I try to. It's selective hearing.
Yeah.
I've been in construction 27 years. Most of the stuff.
Oh, yeah. You probably heard that.
In one ear and out
before.
The other. I've got a better picture, though, Dave. I'm looking through
Let
my
me
phone.
See.
You
yeah,
can
I'd like
a picture of us and Glenn.
I think we only have a minute left,
I know,
I believe.
Hurrying.
And we
I'm
have
hurrying.
To give a shout out to Glenn. Glenn
a
has
minute?
Glenn has
no?
Glenn Gormley with Infinite Green Solutions.
Yes.
has really done an absolutely tremendous job of bringing a team together of really good entrepreneurs, and we'll be talking about that on future shows.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Oh, this. Well, I wish people could see this. Wait, show it. Maybe people could see it by the camera. If you go right up to the camera there, breakradioshow.com. And of course, it's archived, so you can see it forever. And, oh, there it is. Anyway, Leanne Hall, Craig Dean, thank you so much. This is like
thank
reunion.
Thank you for
day.
Having us, Dave.
This is so
great.
Much fun.
Yeah.
Of course,
great,
we're going to have a political show coming up, what, September 13th, I think?
Is it the 13th?
I forget.
Yeah.
But it's coming up, and I'll announce that more.
Okay.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And
hopefully we get a good mayor.
Oh, that'd be good.
We may not know until November 8th if there's a runoff.
And we'll be right back.
Station 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.